welcome to the very first show. Actually, not very first show, but very first show this semester of Four Moons and Loose. It's very nice to be back. The board is kind of crazy, so I'm trying to figure everything out right now. But the first song you heard was, of course, if you've heard my show before, definitely Quinny. I play her every time, probably. Call it an obsession, but I say it's just good music. All right, today we are doing sort of another subsection of our genre, maybe. Usually I do a theme for my shows. If you've never heard one of my shows before, I usually do some sort of theme. Sometimes I just play music. But today we're doing, for the very first show of the semester, the theme is Femme Fatale, which essentially means appreciating female artists who are singing about things that matter, which I know is a very loose interpretation, but I was thinking about this before my show today. I cannot tell if I'm talking loud enough because my headphones are turned up really high. Let's see. But anyways, let's see. So the theme today, Femme Fatale, is based off of basically the idea of women being thought of as items for the male gaze for a very, very long time. And usually music suggested the same thing. Until we hit kind of a time period where women were encouraged to have their own emotions and think their own things, and so they started writing music that reflected that. And then, you know, as everything goes, everything spiraled everywhere, and now we have about a mix of both the people who feel like they have to write for the gaze of the popular ideas at the time, and people who write because they are feeling something or thinking something. And I think that it's important to support everyone and all female writers and all female music. And tonight I am just gonna play some of my favorite sort of women who feel emotions that they're not supposed to feel songs. And by not supposed to feel, I mean emotions that would seem hysterical or dramatic. But I don't know. I feel like it makes good music. And I think everyone can feel what they want to feel, and that's sort of the idea of tonight's show, is feeling what you want to feel, regardless of where you are and what you're doing. Okay, so that's what we're going to dive into tonight. So first song was by Quinny. The next song I'm playing is a song by Maya Hawk. It's her new one. It just came out. I think it actually came out on Valentine's Day. Correct me if I'm wrong. And then right after that, we had to play some Renee Rapp, just because she's just put a whole album out, and her album actually completely blew up, and she completely blew up because of her somewhat questionable role in her new musical. But I love her new album. I think it's great. I think there are some songs that are fantastic and some songs that are just really good. And playing a song that I think is fantastic, it makes me cry, and I love it. And then the one right after that is just kind of like a female emotion in a more physical way, if you know what I mean, by Emily King. And then we're going to go into some Basie the Great and some Mitski and some Cece Coakley. And then just a heads up, because I have to give you guys a heads up, it is past 10 p.m. And so therefore, some of my music that I'll be playing for you guys tonight is and will be explicit. It is minor explicits, but if you have children and they don't want to hear curse words, put them to bed and don't listen. Just a heads up to everyone, there are a couple songs that have curse words and that are explicit. Alright, so we'll get right into it. Hope you guys enjoy. I'll probably come back on here in a couple songs. We'll talk about some things, we'll discuss. But otherwise, yeah. Hope you guys are studying or sleeping or whatever. Alright. This is Mila. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And you're also listening to Four Mooms and Loose. And this is my hook.
Lucy wants to write the next great American novel. She can't even read the bottle. She says, I might be a genius. Well, she could be a model. Didn't think I'd get in, so I didn't apply. Now I'm a drunk hanger on, hitting on a younger guy. I buy booze for the Ivy League with my television salary. They think they look up to me, huh? Left like coals in leaves, and I sparked up in winter's breeze, and now I know it's me who's missing out. Missing out, missing out, missing out. Missing out, missing out, missing out. Missing out, missing out, missing out.
Coming to you.
got permission to lay underneath it. Not a special occasion, I just had a feeling. Wanna ask how you're doing, I mean it, oh.
Stereo.
So that was some Emily King, and then the last song was Thursday Girl by Mitski. Thursday Girl is one of my new favorite songs. I have loved Mitski since I was a junior in high school. I went to her concert when I was a senior, standing room only, general admission. I waited for, oh god, like 6 hours. Outside in line to get second row. So I was right next to her. And it was amazing. And then just recently, she came here to Boston to MGM Music Hall in Fenway. By recently, I mean as of yesterday and Friday and Thursday. So this week. And I went and I saw her on Friday night, and she was absolutely fantastic. I think there are a lot of artists who, when you see them in person, when you see them on stage, they aren't as good, which sounds so bad, but a good example would be Jack Harlow. He is, in fact, a terrible performer. I love the man, but he can't. Perform to save his life. Mitski, on the other hand, somehow she tweaked every song that she played. She put out a new album recently called The Land is Inhospitable and So Are We. And she tweaked all of her older songs that she played at the concert to resemble the theme and the energy of her new album, which I thought was really interesting. So she was playing with a live band. And the live band was kind of playing almost completely different from the recorded versions of the songs on stage. And she did amazing. She was amazing. She's one of my favorite performers. If you've ever seen her, you know what it's like to be at a Misky concert. She is electric, I guess would be the only way to describe her, which is interesting because her music can be very heavy and overwhelming. But she is on stage and she acts like she's being carried around by, I don't even know what. She is effortless and she is weightless, and it is absolutely amazing to see. I love seeing her in concert. I love the way she makes her songs interesting. I love the way that she doesn't really care. If you ever have the chance to see a Mitski concert, and the tickets were really cheap, they're about $30. So go do it. Do it. It's, she's amazing. She's fantastic. I loved her. This has been 2 minutes of me raving about Mitski, but I usually play some Mitski, usually some Quinny on my show, and tonight I just thought I would shamelessly plug her because the concert was amazing. I took a friend of mine, and I actually made that friend sit for months beforehand and listen to all of the songs that Mitski played, and when we got there, she was very upset that the songs were different. But I don't know, I think she puts an interesting spin on it. She always has something new to show us, and I love that about her. Her newer album, I didn't find as good, as enthralling as her previous ones, but there are definitely some good songs on there. Yeah, alright, that was Mitski. Sorry, I've been talking about her for far too long, but if you ever have the ability to go see Mitski, you should, because she's amazing. Okay, so those first songs, Quinny, Maya Hawk, Renee Rapp, Emily King, Mitski, probably my favorite ones, favorite artists, and then we have right now Cece Coakley. So I've played this song, it's called 865 by Cece Coakley. I played this song on the show before. I didn't give it the time it deserved. I didn't think about it. I didn't like it. I mean, I thought it was fine. And then I listened to it and I was like, oh my god, this is a great song. So we're playing that, and then we're playing some Suki Waterhouse. I'm throwing in some sort of, not like bluegrass music, but it's sort of like, kind of like, I don't know, you'll hear like, you know, some cymbals, some banjo, some stuff. A song by Tori Amos from a friend. His name's Jaden Mahalchik, and he introduced me to it. After that, we got some Florence and the Machine. Florence and the Machine, I chose this song called King by Florence and the Machine. I'm sure you guys have heard of it. It's basically everything that I wanted to communicate with this show. It's just kind of like, I feel like a lot of these songs are just different deep emotions felt by human beings, but also felt by women and felt by female artists that would not have been able to be expressed previous to basically my birth, which was about 20 years ago. Crazy. But yeah, I just feel like music has changed a lot over time. Female emotion has been expressed a lot more deeply and a lot more conviction. I want to uplift that, and I want to show everyone all of these songs that make me feel uplifted as a woman and also as a person. So yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Also, I'm trying to talk your ear off when you're trying to listen to music. My bad, guys. Okay, so this is Cece Coakley, Suki Waterhouse, Tori Amos, Florence and the Machine, possibly Sophie Holhan, and Daisy the Great. We'll see how far we get. I'm going to interrupt you guys in about 10 minutes, probably, for a PSA, and then I promise I'll shut up and just play music. All right. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Six, five, couldn't quite place it. How's your life without me in it? It's getting busy. that's terrific. Your ebb and flow just makes me nauseous. Did you lose yourself or just your self-esteem? Are you doing well? Can you feel a thing? If I'm here for another minute, nothing good could possibly happen. Moments away from a crack. Glue myself together to get the old me back. She's right behind me. Five, I wanna hear about it. How's your life? Since moving out of Bearden, I don't mind that you look different every time you come home to visit.
Shining like prizes, I'm sat out on the balcony, too sad to go to the party. It's a crime loving you so. It's a crime letting you go. Happening. Welcome to my Melrose meltdown. Nobody ever breaks up. We just break down. We really fucked it up in diamonds and drugstores. That's what we came for. And when you get it, you got what you need. Got what you need. When you hang up and say, I'll see you later. Got what you need. Write it down, California paper. Got what you need. Forevermore, my anti-hero. For loving and letting me go down, down. Welcome to my.
So sorry, guys. I have to do a PSA really quick. I swear it'll be quick. Okay. Emergency preparedness PSA. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Essentially, try not to be a nuisance if the world is falling apart. And back to the music.
It was a good solution, hanging with the raisin girls. She's gone to the other side, giving us a yo-heave-ho. Things are getting kind of gross, and I go at sleepy time. This is not really, this is not really happening. With my hands I could be here. They must have paid her a nice price. She's putting on a stupid love. This is not really, this is not really happening. You bet your life it is. You bet your life it is. Honey, you
out the watch would just peel out the watch where.
About whether to have children, about the world ending in the scale of my ambition, and how much is art really worth. If everything you're best at is the thing that hurts the most, but you need your rotten heart, your dazzling pain like diamond rings. You need to go to war to find material to sing. I am a mother, I'm a bride, I need my golden crown of sorrow, my bloody sword to swing, my empty halls to echo with grand self-mythology. I am no mother, I am no bride, I am king. I am no mother, I am no bride, I am king. But a woman is a changeling, always shifting shape. Just when you think you have it figured out, something new begins to take. What strange claws are these scratching at my skin? I never knew my killer would be coming from within. I am no mother, I'm a bride, I'm a king. I'm no mother, I'm a bride, I'm I am But I love to dress it up. I was never satisfied. Never let me go. Just drag me by my hair and look back on with a show.
does he eat? He only wants the tenderest meat. And all the sounds he makes him speak under all different patterns of sheets. Colors blind, oh dopamine. And she looked so good when they were last seen. Ah, ooh. Modern world dripping in all the lies they took. You going home, try to wash them off, but when he shaves, he hears them call. Ah,
just wanted to say a couple things. It's about 10 minutes till the show ends, and there's no one after me, so I'm just gonna let what I have queued up play, and then say goodbye. I hope if you guys are out there, I know a lot of people have midterms on Tuesday. I did have one, and then it got moved to Friday, so sorry. we also have kind of a weird week. I think we have like a Monday on a Thursday, so hopefully that makes your schedule better. I don't know how many listeners I have right now. Let's see who's up. I think I have like 18 listeners. Hey guys. I hope that you guys are either about to go to sleep or actively like studying, planning to go to sleep. I don't know. I'm a big advocate for sleep. I actually have had this slot for a while, and now I have it every single week. So if you guys are usually people who stay up on your Sunday nights studying or listening, tune in next week and study and listen with me. I am Sunday night 1 to 2 for everyone who's up. I wish you weren't, but I'm glad you're here. Alright, so that was Sylvan Esso. Sylvan Esso, I love Sylvan Esso. Kind of an old song by her, but a great artist. I feel like not a lot of people, I feel like a lot of people know her music, but don't listen to her music. I don't know if that makes sense, but if you ever need something that's kind of smooth and brings you out of your brain, I don't know if that makes sense, but it's very easy to just lay and listen to. You don't have to think hard, which is kind of nice. I really like Sylvan Esso for that. We had Days of the Great, we had Glitter by Days of the Great, which is kind of a more aggressive song, but I personally love it. Florence the Machine, King, always a fantastic one, really hits hard at everything going on and the placement of women in the home and in wherever. Okay, let's see. We have Cognitive Dissonance by Multiple Requests coming up next. And then we have some, I threw in a Quinny song again. Sorry guys, I heard it today. I love it. It's such a good song. She's such a good artist. I want everyone to listen to Quinny, and I have a whole grand total of 18 listeners, and I need all of you to hear another song by her. Sorry. And then we have some Maisie. Maisie opens for Coin a lot, if that makes sense. The only time I've ever seen Maisie in concert was when she opened for Coin. I think she did it twice, so two tours by Coin she opened for them. But great artist, kind of got some kind of funky, like childish music, but I like her. And then what else? Oh, and then we have a song by Gracie Abrams for a sweet girl who's listening, who loves Gracie Abrams, has gone to 16,000 concerts and cries when she watches the videos. Sorry to expose you. That's another feminine emotion. Had to throw it on here. And then we have our last song. Our last song is by a band called The Last Dinner Party. They're coming here March 24th. Tickets are sold out already, but get them if you can. They're very expensive now, but they were like $15 in the beginning during pre-sale. I'm not going to be here because spring break ends the next day, so I will be out of town, I think. But if you're here, go see them. They're amazing. We're playing Nothing Matters because I feel like it's a good way to end everything, the show tonight. And I have a lot of music queued up for 5 minutes, but since there's no one following me, I don't feel as bad kind of dipping into the time. We'll see what we get into. I might skip some stuff, but we'll see. All right, I'll see you at the end. Okay.
Disney.